All right, everybody, I am completely mind blown by this 38-page document that just leaked out of the Trump administration. In this document, there is a detailed plan on how to essentially relocate everybody in the Gaza Strip to other surrounding countries and then turn the Gaza Strip into America's property. Trump has talked about this relentlessly over the past 7 months, especially when Netanyahu came to visit. That's when he debuted the idea. But now we have an actual PowerPoint that was leaked. And as I was reading this article, I decided to dig deeper and find the source PowerPoint that leaked out, and it's beyond parody. It's not parody. It is sickening. There are AI photos of what I guess they want the Gaza Strip to look like. This is like a child's science project. There's no city that looks like this whatsoever. It says, from a demolished Iranian proxy to a prosperous Abrahamic ally. And the goal is insane. We'll cover all of this, but just to back up, according to the UN, 62,000 people have died since Israel launched this war, and the initial goal was noble. Rooting out Hamas is something that needs to be done for both parties. But 2 years into the war, in 18,000 dead children later, hundreds of thousands of people, millions of people displaced and starving later, the war clearly needs to stop. It's not a war at this point. It's a one-sided bombardment of a smaller country. And this post-war plan just makes it even more sickening. The Trump administration and international partners are discussing proposals to build a Riviera of the Middle East on the rubble of Gaza. One would establish U.S. control and pay Palestinians to leave. But before I even dig into the article and the plan, nothing about this would be voluntary. There is no voluntary replacement. It's partially the same problem with Ukraine. The analog isn't perfect, but the people that live there want a sovereign nation with their own unique identity. They have worked and breathed and lived their entire lives just working for their own identity. Palestinians have their own identity in the same way that Ukrainians have their own identity. And when other countries want to erode that, then you do anything to protect that. Relocating people en masse would, number one, never be voluntary, especially when the pretext is that the entire nation was bombed to shit by Israel. Then yeah, of course, it's never going to be voluntary. You are forcing them out of the country via starvation, via war. But secondly, you're removing the identity that makes Palestine, Palestine in the first place. So nobody would ever be for that. We're also learning that 250 plus news outlets from over 70 countries will simultaneously black out their front pages and website homepages and interrupt their broadcasting to condemn the murder of journalists by the Israeli army in the Gaza Strip. The Israeli army and the generals coming top down from Netanyahu, they are out of effing control. I understand protecting the nation, but that's not what's happening right now. It's gone way beyond that. Candidly, Tiff says, I remember when people told me Trump wasn't going to build condos in Gaza. The new era of American colonialism starts in Gaza. Great job, never Kamala people, says Candidly Tiff. And you know, part of the problem is that Trump wants to erode the international norms in the same way Putin does. Putin's invading next door neighbors. This creates the permission structure for countries like China to invade Taiwan. But now Trump, the United States is supposed to be the leader of the free world, hypothetically. Trump is not only setting us back in that regard, but he's breaking the very international norms that say you can't just invade countries. A post-war plan for Gaza circulating within the Trump admin, modeled on President Trump's vow to take over the enclave, would turn it into a trusteeship administered by the United States for at least 10 years. I just don't get. So you're going to move people out for 10 years, and then when you move in this next generation, you expect the identity to still be there. This is genuinely just trying to ethnically cleanse and genocide the people there. Take a listen to this clip of Donald Trump talking about this not long ago.
That was really very important. We're working, Marco is working very hard with everybody here on the Strip, the Gaza Strip. I call it the Gaza Strip, one of the worst real estate deals ever made. They gave up the oceanfront property, one of the worst deals ever made. But It was supposed to bring peace, and it didn't bring peace. It brought the opposite. But we're doing pretty well on Gaza, Steve Witkoff. That was really very important.
That right there gives a lens into how Trump views all of these wars. He fundamentally misunderstands what's happening. He called it a real estate deal. There's a few things that he's implying there. Number one, that it's ripe territory for him to turn into some real estate venture. But number two, he views all... Sorry. What is this AI photo? What did you possibly type into AI? This is kind of creepy right here. But there's a bunch of Islamic men standing around in front of a futuristic city. This is your plan? These cars that don't exist? Lord have mercy. But also, when Trump refers to these as real estate deals, he's done this with Ukraine as well. The problem is, let's just talk about Ukraine for 1 second. It's a fundamental misunderstanding of what motivates Vladimir Putin, what motivates his imperial ambitions. It's not just a real estate deal. It's not just money or minerals. Trump has tried to offer him minerals. Like, Vladimir Putin does not fucking care about money or minerals. That's not what he's going for. He has this broader ambition that's just innate to restore the Soviet Union, or what the Soviet Union once was, and restore that empire throughout Eastern Europe, take it over, and bring glory to Russia. The same thing with Netanyahu. Now, Netanyahu, it's a little bit different. His dictatorial ambitions come through a little bit of a different lens, but it's the same thing. It's not just a real estate deal. The idea that you're going to do this. So also, as I'm scrolling through this, here's essentially what would happen. They move people out en masse, and they call it voluntary relocation, but it's actually ethnic cleansing, because what you did was bomb them to such an extent, make them suffer and starve to such an extent that they had no choice but to move out to save their own and their family's lives. And then after that, you say it's going to be temporary, just for 10 years. Throughout that 10 years, you erode the identity of what Palestine is. And then throughout that erosion, you don't even have a realistic plan for what to replace it with. So there's nothing you're going to replace it with that's realistic whatsoever. The 38-page prospectus seen by the Washington Post envisions at least a temporary relocation of all of Gaza's more than 2 million population. I also don't like how they're going with the framing here. It envisions a temporary relocation. I mean, come on. It does not envision a temporary relocation. It envisions a sci-fi reality that is only done after you ethnically cleanse the people of Palestine, or Gaza in particular. Those who own land would be offered a digital token by the trust in exchange for rights to redevelop their property. This is the dumbest effing thing I've ever heard. A digital token? Is it going to be Trump coin? To be used to finance a new life elsewhere, or eventually redeemed for an apartment in one of six to eight new AI-powered smart cities to be built in Gaza, called the Gaza Reconstruction, Economic Acceleration and Transformation Trust, or Great Trust. The proposal was developed by some of the Israelis who created and set in motion the U.S. and Israeli-backed Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, now distributing food inside the enclave. Financial planning was done by a team working at the time for the Boston Consulting Group. On Wednesday, Trump held a White House meeting to discuss ideas for how to end the war, now approaching the two-year mark, and what comes next. Participants included Secretary of State Marco Rubio, Envoy Steve Witkoff, Tony Blair, whose views on Gaza's future have been solicited by the administration, and Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner. No readout of the meeting was announced, although Witkoff said the night before they had a very comprehensive plan. It is not clear if the detailed and comprehensive Great Trust is what Trump has in mind, but major elements of it, according to two people familiar with the planning inside the meeting, were specifically designed to make real the president's vision of a Riviera of the Middle East. Essentially, Trump has this grand vision of the United States reshaping how not only the Middle East works, but how the Gaza Strip works, and that is only done by relocating everybody there, which inherently strips the identity away. I'm going to leave it there. I find it all incredibly despicable. Keep in mind, months ago, Donald Trump posted an AI video of him and Netanyahu chilling in what they call Trump Gaza. There was a song playing in the background, the Trump Gaza Strip. I'm not even going to play it. No one wants to see shirtless Trump and Netanyahu. And then he, on live television, called for Gaza to be ethnically cleansed and redeveloped into a U.S.-controlled city-state. Gonna leave it there. If you appreciate these videos, drop a like, subscribe. I'll see you all in the next one, and peace out.